Yeah, lead us into how you got a Sephiroth
scroll
signed by the wrong.
Okay, so yeah.
Before we begin, welcome to the Lifecast. I'm your host, Diana Manassian. This is episode 83. I'm here with Sydney.
Hello.
Dan.
Hello.
And Adam.
Hi.
And also Adam's dog, Fenway.
I finally put my other leg down on the floor after like an hour.
And she woke as fuck now.
No, she actually woke up before I did it. Oh, hey. It was nicely timed. She knew.
Good morning.
So yeah, Fenway's with us.
Would you like tea?
I think peppermint's bad for dogs.
Probably. I also wouldn't give her a hot drink.
No.
And Pat's our live studio audience. Yep. There he is.
I don't think they even heard that.
I saw it blip in Audacity.
Okay, that's good. There you are, Pat. You're blipping Audacity. That's what you'll that's what you'll amount to. We're bigger blips.
Okay, Pat's good night again.
And she went back to sleep? Yeah, that makes sense.
She lied down.
Yeah, so...
tell us about your Sephiroth poster, please.
We were discussing about, like, putting shitty decorations up behind us so it doesn't look so bare all the time when we start to do, like, tabletop
this
things.
This art we have up here, Kennedy drew it for us as part of her Inktober challenge.
Yeah,
I thought you were pointing, like, at the blank wall. I'm like, Diana, there's nothing there.
No, did you see on stream? Can we put it on the stream?
No.
Okay, well, the thing's on the stream.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on the stream.
So,
and then Kennedy suggested a One Piece wall scroll. She said she had one. She would send it over here. And then I was reminded that I have a Advent Children Final Fantasy VII Sephiroth wall scroll signed by Yoshitaka Amano. He did not do the art for Advent Children. He did the art for, I think, like the first few Final Fantasies, right? I think it was like 1 through 5 or something
we
like that.
We absolutely need that.
Yeah. And So the story of it, we were in New York Comic Con and I was waiting in line for the Walking Dead panel. So at big conventions, how they do it is you have to wait in line just to get into the fucking panels and not like an hour in advance like PAX does. Like they will have lines outside like days before. And it's like super fucked up. So the only thing I wanted to do at New York Comic Con in 2012 was go to the Walking Dead panel. So we woke up at like 2 a.m. We slept for like an hour. We got there on Friday. We slept for like an hour, and then Saturday morning at like 2 or 3 a.m, we went to wait in line. What happened?
Someone on Twitter replied to the picture, and just a second guy from the right is my aesthetic.
Nice. I'm glad if it's someone's aesthetic. So yeah, we waited in line for like 6 or 7 hours for this thing. And the line capped pretty fucking immediately. It was like 100 people got in. There were like probably about 1,000 people in that line for the Walking Dead panel. And so they started handing out pity tickets to everyone else. Like, oh, do you want to go to this panel after? So I got my way into a panel with Yoshitaka Amano and his signing. And for those of you who don't know, he's the artist for some of the Final Fantasy games. He was not the artist for Final Fantasy VII Advent Children.
So you insulted him by bringing.
So I had no idea. I had no idea I was doing this. So until like an hour before it started, like we got to the convention at like 10, the signing was like at 11 or something.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I can't go up to him and like bring my Scott Pilgrim thing or my Walking Dead thing for him to sign. That's just rude as fuck because I really like to meet the Scott Pilgrim artist, so I had one of the
Excuse
issues
me.
For that, and I really wanted to meet the Walking Dead cast,
yeah,
and I didn't get to meet them. So what happened was I went around looking for literally any piece of Final Fantasy art, and the only thing I could find, and then, there was a Square Enix booth, by the way. Like, they had games, they had things showing, they were showing shit off, and literally the only thing they had was a wall scroll of Sephiroth from Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. And I have it somewhere in this house, and like, he gave me this really weird reaction. I went up to have him sign it. He looked down, he's like, there was a language barrier. This man does not speak English. There's no translator with him. So he gave me this look, and then he signed it, and then he just like pushed it to me. It was like, you don't even fucking know me. What are you doing here? So yeah, and the moral of the story is I have a Yoshitaka Amano signed Final Fantasy VII Advent Children wall scroll.
Nice.
I used it for a little while, and then I'm like, I don't want this. It's a fucking nuisance.
He was trying to tell you something as you gave it to him.
Yeah. Relax, everyone here.
Oh, we will relax.
I'm relaxed now.
Yeah. I was stressed before.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you stressed about?
Oh, Amy. Yeah. Amy00 said, "Relax, everyone."
Oh. I was really stressed that Amy wasn't here, but now that you are, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. We're glad you are. So yeah, let's talk about some games.
Yeah.
Cuphead came out. Let's just start with the big one.
Yeah, Cuphead. Am I the one who played Cuphead? Did you play any Cuphead?
I didn't play any Cuphead.
I looked at it, and I know everyone wants to fuck the dice.
What?
Is this because of that Tumblr feed that keeps going around about characters that would have came out a decade ago that'd be oddly sexualized?
Yes, I saw that this morning, and it was the exact thing you're telling me about.
I don't like it, but it's accurate.
I know, I hate it.
I wanted to fuck the Onceler when the Lorax came out. I've seen it all.
Wait, who?
The Onceler.
Which one's that?
The tall, skinny guy from the Lorax.
Did you ever see the Lorax movie?
I did not see the Lorax movie.
Okay, but you're blessed.
Yeah. He was played by Ed Helms.
Ed Helms? Ed Helms is like a curse on comedy movies. Like, Ed Helms was, like, really fucking great in The Office, and The Office is a great fucking show. But has he, like, been in a good movie?
Wait, is he Jim?
No, he's not Jim. He was... What the... Did anyone else watch The Office? No.
Not really.
The English Office or the UK Oddish?
The Oddish. the United States Office. I don't remember his character's name, but he was the nerdy one.
Fucking... What's Dwight? His name?
No, not Dwight. Not Dwight. Dwight was...
It was Jim, right?
No, not Jim.
John?
I've seen enough of The Office to know who you're talking about.
Yeah. I can't remember. It's not a big deal. It was not...
I only know three characters from The Office. Jim, Pam, Dwight, and Steve Carell.
Okay. Steve Carell. Ed Helms is none of them. And he was the one who always talked about, like...
It is Steve Carell. Acapella.
It is Steve Carell.
Yeah, okay,
Steve
I got Carell. The right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Scott was his character's name.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, I also just refer to his character as Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why was I talking about this? What happened?
The Onceler in the Lorax.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I probably don't want to fuck it. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to safely say I don't want to fuck it.
Do you want to find out?
No.
The most cringy one I saw is Gil from Finding Nemo, and I don't like that. He's a fish.
Yeah.
You're gonna find out what the Onceler looks like.
He's a noodle boy.
He is a noodle boy.
he's a human. Yeah. Okay.
No,
he's not
I
human?
Don't think anyone wanted to fuck the Lorax.
Okay.
I don't think.
I didn't think anyone wanted to do it to Probopass. I learned that the hard way.
I like to think of that while listening to a podcast or two every once in a while, and I like die.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
So it's just like you
probably don't want to fuck it.
It's just like you're just chilling, and then you're just like, people want to fuck Probopass, and then it's just gone.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
I don't have faith in anyone.
Uh huh. It exists.
So Cuphead.
Yeah.
Talk
to us Cuphead. About Cuphead.
So Cuphead is, for those of you who don't know, everyone fucking knows, it is a 2D platforming bullet hell ish thing. That is inspired by 1930s cartoons. I'm forgetting the name. Shoestring, something like that. Style animation. I forget the actual name of it.
Rubber Hose.
Rubber Hose.
Yes.
Rubber Hose Animation. It is inspired by that. And I've been enjoying this a lot. So I am two worlds in. I'm on the last boss fight of the second world. And it's just starting to get to the point where it's like getting like kind of unmanageably hard. I don't know how far you got, Pat, but it is the roller coaster boss fight, the one that took Andrew like 2 hours in the room to actually do.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and they've definitely like it's got a really good scale for difficulty. So like some of the early bosses are like none of them are ever like way too easy. Like all of them provide like a decent enough challenge, but like it's got a really good ramp up in difficulty so far where. Like, I can feel myself getting better at the game, but I can also feel each one of the bosses getting, like, slightly harder. And it's now getting to the point where, like, the things on screen, it is now, like, one too many things to keep track of, and that's what kills me every single time. Like, it was manageable before, but now it's getting to a point where it's like, oh my god, I can't. Please, slow down a little bit. So, I'm struggling a little bit with that one. But other than that, I think the game's, like, really, really, really fucking incredible. All of the bosses are really, really charming and very expressive, and it's just so fun to look at, just to, like,
I've been able to avoid a lot of fast spoilers.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I'm really happy that I saw the roller coaster one because Andy was stuck on it for 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, other than that, I've really only seen the ones that have shown up in trailers, and I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
Because from what I understand, the bosses get, like, super creative.
Yeah, they're very cool. They're super, super creative, and the animation is so fucking gorgeous. Like, I mean, there isn't a game that looks like this, so.
Yeah.
But, Bullet Hells aren't my thing at all. I am not a big fan of Bullet Hells.
From what I've seen, this isn't really a bullet hell.
Some of the air levels definitely.
Oh yeah, the plane fighting.
Oh yeah, I saw the plane fighting fight. Levels are definitely very bully helly.
Bully helly.
Bully helly.
From what I've seen, even like the boss fights, they seem more like just like metal slug bosses.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely the ones on feet are definitely like way more accurate to that. Yeah. But so I'm thinking specifically of like the bird one. I don't know if you saw that one. But that one gets very bullet hellish at certain parts.
Okay.
Where it's got, like, feathers going fucking everywhere. And you have to be small and avoid all of them. But, yeah, bullet hells aren't necessarily my thing. And I'm super enjoying this game. But I'm not terribly enjoying the run-and-gun sections of this game.
Yeah.
And so the background of that was a few years ago, when this game first surfaced, it got really fucking big really quickly.
Yeah.
It was, like, E3 2012 or 2013. And Microsoft was showing their...
It must have been 2013.
It might have been 20. Yeah, it must have been 2013. Was showing their indie showcase. And for like 3 seconds, it showed Cuphead.
Yeah.
It wasn't even... Like, they didn't get a title. They didn't get everything. I remember everyone on Twitter saying, like, what the fuck was that old animation game? And there wasn't a title on the stream. So yeah. they weren't expecting it to be big. But then it got, like, out of control big, and everyone wanted Cuphead. And when more details started coming out about it, they're like, oh, hey, this is just a boss rush game. And people didn't really like that all that much. So what they did was they're like, okay, fine, we'll add some platforming levels to it. So I would like to personally say fuck you to everyone who did that. Because you're not a game designer. You don't know what works for your game. Do not force people to put things in their game they don't want to. So that being said, the run and gun, you can definitely see where their main focus was. Their focus was absolutely in the boss fights. Like 100%. Like they put so much like care and effort and time and love into all those boss fights. And then the running on section 7, and then you can tell that they didn't quite want to do it, but they still look really, really nice and stuff like that. But I highly recommend it, just for the boss fights even. They're really, really fun. Yeah. Great game.
Mm. Anyone else played Cuphead? Well, Pat.
Quick, come get on a mic and say what you
Yeah, come get on a mic. Say what you want to say about Cuphead.
Oh yeah, just take that one because I might say something.
I didn't play that much, but it looks fucking amazing, and so is the soundtrack.
Oh yeah, not to mention the sound.
Oh yeah, design. The soundtrack is
the sound design. Not even just the soundtrack, just the sound design in general is so fucking perfect. Like every gun makes the exact noise it should. Every hit makes the exact noise it should. Like they really, really nailed just that style of sound. Like I wouldn't even be surprised if they like just went ahead and just like tried to replicate all of that. Like, it's, like, really, really... The sound design is fucking on point.
All right. I just want to know what triggers the aggressive vibrating.
I figured that out.
You did?
So,
yeah. Okay.
So, it happened a lot to me. So, if you pause the game as you get hit...
Mm-hmm.
It will... Well, when you unpause it, it will just keep going.
Okay.
So, it'll take it as, like, that hit never ended.
Okay.
And it's just vibrating until you get hit again.
Okay. That makes sense.
Like, even when I would, like, get hit and pause and then go back to the world...
Yeah.
It would still... do it until I got hit again. So like it's definitely a weird thing. And there are also a few times where I would parry a thing and get injured at the exact same time and it would just crash the game
because
the game didn't know what the fuck to do with it. It happened once to me, and I remember Andrew saying it happened to him too when he was playing through it. So there's little things they can clean up about it.
Yeah.
But, like, what they got there is, like, really fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm. Do those windows open?
Yeah, would you like them to?
Could we open really one nice. A little crack?
Never mind. They don't open.
Yeah, Fenway is precious. She's right here. It rained.
It rained.
It rained.
I hope you like the soothing sound of rain.
It's not going to show up on the audio monitor. Anyway. I could talk about something. Ruiner got an update Saturday.
Is that out?
Ruiner is out. Ruiner's been out for like a couple weeks now, I think. Okay. Ruiner got an update Saturday that leveled out its difficulty levels. It made easy a bit easier, normal a bit easier than hard, and then hard it kept the same. But there were a lot of mechanic things on normal and easy that shouldn't have been the way they were that they mm-hmm. fixed, which I appreciate. I'm gonna play Ruiner eventually, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like, as much as people are saying like, it's not that great, like I know I'm gonna like it.
Yeah.
So that's on my list. I get so distracted by dogs. This is a good idea. I did play more of Nier.
Okay.
Yikes. It's going to take me a while to finish this game.
So it's a long boy.
Yeah, it's a long boy. I'm playing through 9S's storyline right now. And the hacking bits are getting tiring.
Yeah. They don't seem terribly fun.
They're not. You're right. Yeah. and given that's his main like thing, like that's how you do damage to enemies, like substantially during combat, like bosses, it's not great. I just got to the part where, spoilers for Nier Automata, you find, well, 2B finds 9S in like an abandoned city after Adam, not this Adam, after Adam has been talking to him for a while. I did like the little bit of humor that Adam's voice had, because the main point of contention is that machines don't feel emotions, whereas androids do, even though they're not supposed to when they're employed by Yorha or created by Yorha. So at one point, Adam just remarks, you're thinking about how badly you want to fuck 2B, aren't you? Like, only text on screen. I was like, okay, all right, this game can get it.
Yeah.
So like little things like that keep drawing me back in, but like everything else is like, I've already done this section. I've already beaten this boss.
Yeah.
I wish I had my weapons back. I don't like hacking. I don't know. I'm making my way through it. I like the second storyline more than the first. So I'm probably going to like the third more than either of them. And I'm going to finish it because I kind of have to at this point.
Yeah.
But other than that, all right, it's fine.
Yeah.
There's something I know about the end, which I won't spoil because I wish it hadn't been spoiled for me, just on an offhand, that, like, I really wish I didn't know it. Mm-hmm. I think it would have made the game a lot better. So, that's my thing. I'll talk more about it once I finish it, which I want to do this week. So yeah, what's up?
What else did I play this week?
Dan, Sydney, did you play things?
I've been playing a lot of A Hat in Time.
Oh yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Okay.
Yeah. So I've been following this game for about 2 years.
Yeah.
I saw it on, I think it was Pro Jared who played it on his Let's Play channel. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, yeah, whatever, I'll give it a shot. And it looked really good there. So I started, you know, keeping up with it. It came out
Thursday or Friday,
one of those two. Yeah. I've already clocked like 6 hours into it. I'm a little under halfway through, and oh my god, this game oozes charm. Cool. Like the world is really cute. It's really bright and colorful and super charming. All the characters are like insanely lovable. Like for those who don't know, you play as a hat kid, and she's just a little girl. She's in a cape, top hat, and her spaceship. She's on her way home through space, and this guy from Mafia Town on a planet comes up to her door and just knocks on and be like, hey, we gotta collect. And then she smashes the door in his face. Holy. And then he smashes through the door, and space is a vacuum. So all of her, hourglasses come spewing out of her spaceship, and that's her fuel source, and they all land on the planet that Mafia Town is on, and now she has to collect all of them to get back home.
Okay.
And you go through all of these different worlds. You go through, like, Mafia Town. You go through, like, a Halloween-themed... Or not a Halloween, but, like, just, like, a horror-ish themed place. Mm-hmm. My personal favorite is a world of two rival birds, a penguin and an owl, and they're competing in a film competition to see who can make the better movie.
Yeah.
The better bird movie. It was the bird film competition. And it's laid out kind of like a, like they call it a collectathon, and you know, the first thing you'd think would be like, oh, Banjo-Kazooie. It's more like, I want to say like Mario Sunshine style of a collectathon, where it's very objective based, and you can explore the world and like find things, but you're there to do one thing, and then the stage ends.
Okay.
The level design gets really intense at some points, and it varies itself a lot in terms of gameplay. There's a, like I said, in the film world, there's a section where it just turns into a stealth game for a little bit, like a top-down stealth game, and you see people's line of sight, and you have to avoid it. And it still incorporates a lot of like good-ass 3D platforming in there. Mm. And then there are points where like there's literally a parody of Murder on the Orient Express that you just play through. It's really, really cool. And in the Halloween section, there's literally like a survival horror like chapter.
Oh, cool.
Where you're exploring a manor and you have to avoid the lady in the manor. And it's actually like kind of scary. Like it's super, super good.
All right. Well, this makes me want to pick it up.
Pick it up. Okay. It's so good.
All right.
Yeah. I've definitely been hearing a lot of things about it, and a lot of people saying like really fucking incredible things. But like if you just look at this game, I'd be like, oh, okay. This just looks like a generic 3D platform.
It really doesn't give off anything that's really like super, super interesting if you're just looking at it. It's really like a, I mean, most of the coverage of it is really just Mafia Town.
Okay.
You know, you like Mafia Town is probably like the least impressive part of the game.
Okay, yeah.
The film world, the Halloween world, there's a, I just unlocked a new one where you're literally soaring through like alpines and like ziplining everywhere.
Oh, cool.
Like there's a lot to the game that you just don't see when you look into it.
I'll definitely check it out then.
Yeah.
Cuz I heard a lot of great things.
It's really, really great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cute as shit. There's this other character called Mustache Kid, and she's just like this little like little Red Riding Hood kid but with a mustache, and she's like really like hot-blooded. It's really great.
All right. Sydney, what's up?
I played more of Fire Emblem. Yeah. I'm not done with it.
Okay.
But it's getting very, very intense. It's doing this thing that I'm not a really big fan of in story games where it's just exposition dump at the end. Mm. But it's like, it's a Fire Emblem game, so I'm not expecting a hell of a lot. But it's like they'll dump this like big, huge secret on you, and then like everybody's sad, and it's like, but we've known this character for 5 minutes. I have no emotional attachment to these people at all.
Yeah.
And I just am not a big fan of games that do that, but like map-wise, it's been very creative the last few. And like, I know I'm nearing the end because the stakes are super high. So I'm hoping they don't do any more like lame-ass exposition dump.
A trend with Fire Emblem games as they progress is like it starts off like kind of basic, and then like shit just gets progressively realer, and by the end of the game, 9 times out of 10 you're fighting some sort of god or demigod bent on destroying a planet.
Yeah.
So, and it's just kind of like that in all of them.
It's not even so much that, it's just like there are character relationships that are like secret the entire game, but not really secret because like anybody with two eyes can put two and two together. And then like somebody will be sad and it's like, okay, but like we've known this character for like maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And like on one hand, I'm trying to put myself in the character's shoes and be like, oh, but I lost this long lost relative. But in the other hand, it's like, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't do that. Yeah. And then other than that, I've been playing a little bit of Overwatch, which is, it's a weird game since these changes came out. And it's like, I don't really want to play terribly much because I know that more things are going to change.
Yeah.
That's and it's me with Street Fighter.
It's just like the changes they're making aren't subtle, and it's going to drastically change everything around.
Oh, yeah, I should take a moment to talk about how competent Blizzard is,
I think.
And how
I would like to, before you bash Blizzard, I would like to take a moment to thank Blizzard for not only Zenyatta's Cthulhu skin, but fucking Symmetra's Ifrit skin. That's it.
Okay.
I'm literally, I'm going to get 6,000 coins to buy those.
Their artists are fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, their artists probably do the balancing as well, it seems.
Honestly, yeah. It's a very lopsided game right now.
Yeah, and not necessarily like lopsided and imbalanced, because like I think we're at a point in Overwatch where like we're seeing the most character variants that we've seen in a while.
Yeah.
I just don't think they know which direction to go with their characters. So they changed Mercy completely. This is the only one that really bothers me. They changed Mercy completely. They got rid of her kit. They got rid of her ultimate. She now has Valkyrie. How Valkyrie works is you start flying everywhere. When in its first iteration, she did more damage. She sped up a lot. She got extra momentum when she started it.
She became a harmassist. A super harmassist.
It changed her res cooldown to 10 seconds.
Yep.
And then the next iteration of it, they took away the extra gun stuff. So now it doesn't do extra damage.
Yeah. But it does have unlimited ammo.
And then, so people figured out how to, not abuse it, but how to use it best to their potential. Much like Genji or Winston will do.
Yeah.
So say like, if you're a Winston and you're in spawn, you're going to jump, alt, jump again because it refreshes your jump ability. Or if you're Genji, you're going to dash into the air, scope out the area, alt, and then dash back down because it refreshes your dash. So Mercy is the same thing where you res, you alt, and then you can res again because it resets your meter.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll start from 10 seconds. So how they did it is they got rid of that completely. Her alt now does not refresh, and
it's on
30 second cooldown, just like her regular ability is. So what they've done now with Mercy is they've made her ultimate is now she can heal everyone or damage boost everyone.
This is still on PTR currently.
Yeah, still on PTR currently.
But yeah, one res.
But yeah, she gets one res every 30 seconds now.
I'm tired.
And
like, I'm tired for all Mercy players.
And I am too, as a Mercy player.
Well, like
your
like,
shirt is appropriate today. Yeah. It's Mercy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I hope you enjoyed it. She was pretty powerful for a week.
I don't even mind like the powerfulness. Like, I don't care if it's on a 30-second cooldown.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. But like,
at least have it reset.
Yeah, like she's not gonna see play now.
No.
Like, it's even slightly.
Did they also nerf Lucio?
That's a bug.
Oh, they did find out that's a bug?
That's a bug.
I thought it was a bug where they nerfed his speed.
Yeah.
And then something else about speed where he couldn't use it.
Yeah, so it was...
It was a wall dismount.
Yeah, yeah. So whenever Lucio wall rides, he gains, I think it's like 20% speed or something like that. So, and every time he jumps off a surface, he gets faster and faster. So how the PTR was, they just got rid of that. But that was a momentum bug.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, I think they're doing this weird thing where... Greg talked about it a lot, but they don't nerf or buff lightly. They nerf or buff very dramatically.
Yeah, into the ground.
Or they change their characters a lot.
Yeah.
I think they need to get to a point where they actually feel comfortable with the characters that they have.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can change them, because right now they're...
One would think they would have done that before release.
Yeah, before releasing them. But like, but it doesn't seem like they're in a place where they're comfortable with like four or five different characters.
Yeah.
And it's like Mercy, Roadhog, Doomfist, and a couple others. It seems like they're just never comfortable with.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe that's to be expected. You know, you obviously can't think of everything as it comes out. It's a changing game, like by the second.
Yeah.
So you have to give them credit there. But I think they just need to work on finding the role that all of these characters play and put them in that position. Because people are already complaining about Roadhog again, too. Because now that the meta has shifted, Roadhog is, like, really strong again, but not in the way he was strong. Now he's strong, like, literally he doesn't fucking die.
I don't mind that, though.
Yeah, like, he can just absorb lots of damage, and it's aggravating people.
Isn't that, like, a tank's role, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly a tank's role, but, like...
He really can't die. Okay, okay.
Like, so now when he's healing, he takes 50% less damage. So he can just survive literally every damage output in the game, besides like a full Pharah ultimate. Like, I think that's the only thing that kills him while he's using Take a Breather.
I was healing a Roadhog while they were using a Pharah ult, and he was using Take a Breather, and he lived.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can live through it. They need like almost the entire ult to actually kill him.
Yep.
So it's really weird, because that doesn't really fulfill a tank's role. He's just sustaining himself. He's not really sustaining his team.
Got it. He's just a big meat wall.
There's a whole long ass discussion I could go into about role character roles and how they don't fit them and what that what they
you
need
could do
to
do another
fit them.
In depth.
That's not worth it. I don't want to give that game the time of day anymore.
Okay,
all right. It's not fucking worth it. I'm just gonna keep complaining about it forever.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Any more games?
I bet there's SeaWorld Dig 2.
Oh yeah.
Maybe I should have drank the water before I started talking again. But yeah, I played the SteamWorld Dig 2. I played the Switch version. And I played that game like pretty quickly. I think it was in like 2 days. It took me about 9.5 hours.
Yeah, you
hours
skipped last week's podcast.
Yeah, so I could finish it. And I finished it that night. It worked.
Hey!
I finished it at like midnight.
Good for you.
So that game is like really is really fun.
Yeah.
If you played SteamWorld Dig 1, it's very similar. But this time, there's some really, really cool power-ups. And I don't want to say what they are because... Just unlocking them naturally was like a hell of a lot of fun. But basically, they make traversal really, really fun in that game towards the end of it. And it definitely falls off in certain places. I don't necessarily like the combat of that game. I think it's kind of clunky and slow and just doesn't work all the time. Especially in the last boss fight. The last boss fight was really, really just not fun. It took me like a half hour and it wasn't really because I was... dying to the boss because of its difficulty. I was like, oh man, I got stuck. So okay. I died. And that seemed to happen a lot with the combat in that game.
That's why I stopped playing Sonic Mania.
Yeah. it's a lot better in Sonic Mania. But there are definitely a lot of times where I just like feel like I don't have complete control of my character in combat situations. Like when I'm just traversing in non-stressful situations, I'm fine with it. But
your
when
sword
I'm
sword is so long.
What?
Alincia's sword is so long.
Yeah, it's pretty long.
Are you playing Fire Emblem on my podcast?
I'm in Voting Gauntlet. I'm doing one battle.
You want to do two? While I finish talking about this?
The context here is that I don't like Fire Emblem Heroes.
If there's a bonus, give Melkorin all my votes.
Okay.
But if there's not, then don't.
After this, it'll be over.
Just do the one.
There's a bonus.
Okay, good. So yeah, SteamWorld Dig, it's pretty fun.
Yeah?
It's a pretty good game.
Okay.
I don't know if I recommend it, but it's an enjoyable time. I also started Golf Story, but I don't have much to say about that yet. It seems like super fucking adorable so far.
Yeah.
And nice.
Okay. Yeah.
I've heard really good things about it.
Yeah, it seems to be fun so far.
Everyone I follow on Twitter is raving about it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, Stardew Valley for Switch. Does anyone have that yet?
No,
I'm not gonna play that.
I'm not gonna play it on Switch because I don't own a Switch.
I do, but I own two copies of that game.
I feel like if I don't get a Switch for another year, I will have fulfilled my like disdain for one after writing that article. Like, if I get one now, my point's just moot.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You gotta stick to your point.
And I do.
Yeah.
Like even now, I'll read it, and yeah.
The breeze? Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming through.
I hope the stream can hear that and feel it through our microphones. Is that how it works?
What? Oh, yeah, Pat's like in the opposite corner.
Oh, yeah. Here, Pat, come sit next to me.
Yeah, we're about to... If you're done with SteamWorld Dig, I have some announcements.
I'm done with SteamWorld Dig. I finished it. So yeah, I'm done with it, both talking and playing.
Are you done playing Fire Emblem Heroes on my podcast?
Almost.
I'm not playing anything. I am
almost done.
My phone was stolen.
It's okay, Tiffany.
Here you go.
Oh, it's back.
It's okay. Tiffany plays games on this podcast all the time.
It's true.
Literally, like, she comes here to play phone games.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. We're good.
Now we're good?
Yes.
Okay.
I apologize for that. But I'm on Team Tiki.
He's going to lose his fuck. Just before you go into announcements, it is the Voting Gauntlet today.
Can
and I'm on Team Melkorin. Team Melkorin has had 5 bonuses within the last 4 hours. Maybe 6. I haven't seen all of them. This motherfucker is still losing. You know how hard that is to have a bonus for an entire day and still be losing?
I think Tiki's had 4. And it's been like up and down all day.
Like no one likes Melkorin. I don't either. But like I need him to be the lolly slayer.
It's all about adult Tiki. She's not a lolly. She's of age.
It doesn't mean she doesn't look like a lolly.
That's fair.
I mean, yes, 300 is announcements.
Anime was a mistake.
Yeah. Fire Emblem wasn't always anime.
Fire Emblem was
a mistake. In her awakening art, she looks of age.
Fire Emblem was a mistake.
New Fire Emblem's a mistake.
Fire Emblem was a mistake. Don't correct me.
Fates and Awakening are a mistake.
Awakening's not a mistake. It's just Fates.
Yeah, it's just Fates. Awakening was fine.
All right, so we are doing or changing the way we do giveaways. We are going to contact all of our winners like in bulk on Sundays.
Fuck off! You're getting your prizes when we're ready.
I think also after this year, because we do have schedule giveaways up until like literally December 31st.
Happy New Year's.
December 30th.
No, happy December 31st.
December 30th, because December 31st is when we pulled the last giveaway winner of 2017. Starting in 2018.
Did they win every game that we've given away before? No.
Starting in 2018, I think we're going to be doing like a more quality weekly giveaway.
That sounds better.
Yeah.
It sounds a lot better.
It sounds a lot better.
It'll also give people like time to actually enter.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
We'll still be doing our monthly big giveaways, but I think we should be hosting them for the entire month.
Yeah.
Instead
of just like a week or so.
Yeah. Except for the first week.
Yeah. Oh, I have another point about this before we move on from the giveaways. So our Twitter page, should we like delete some of those?
Yeah.
Like the old giveaways?
Yeah, for sure. Because,
like, I'll go on our Twitter, and it's, like, a page of just giveaways. I'm like, this doesn't look great.
Yeah. We're going to be upping our social media presence. our stream schedule will be coming soon.
Oh, Kennedy, it's okay.
Now that we have, what?
She said her computer crashed.
Oh, like,
but she apologized.
All the way.
That sucks.
But she apologized for leaving.
Yeah.
It's okay, Kennedy.
She can't hear us.
When you go to listen to this podcast later, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You don't have to watch us all the time. Okay. Adam doesn't even listen to us when we're published, so.
Everything can be solved with the cactus hump sticker.
Who here listens to us when we publish?
Okay, if I'm not on it. Listen?
Okay.
If Sounds I'm not like on I'm not it, I try and here. Listen to it.
You know, I'm just going to say you have the most love for the things you start yourself.
I mean, I have a lot of love for this. It's just,
I don't like
listening to this.
I just like I listen to the podcast when I'm on it and I want to leave because I feel like my voice annoys me.
Oh, my voice definitely annoys me.
No.
Like I wouldn't want to be friends with
me. I listen for you guys.
Listen for the views.
If I met someone with my voice, I'd just like not be friends with them.
I at least download it every week and I do listen to it all the way through when I edit. Mm-hmm. So, I count that.
Yeah, that counts.
But yeah, we're going to be upping our social media presence.
I'm sorry for hitting your nose.
Yeah, she's okay.
We also have an Instagram now.
Hell yeah.
It's Instagram.com/the_lifecast because for some reason on every single social media, the lifecast one word is taken.
It's okay. At least fucking Adam Dasani isn't taken. Adam Dasani's taken on Instagram and it's not by
me. I'm convinced it's somebody in VGA who didn't like you.
It has to be, right? And Major Sox is also taken.
Yeah, it's definitely someone who has a vendetta.
Right? They took both my usernames.
You could do the real Major Sox.
the real
Adam Dasani.
I feel like I need a verified thing with that, right? I feel like I can't just do that without the check mark.
Put a little check mark emoji.
You can lay down again.
Like, fucking, who does that? Who does that? And it's super...
Does what?
It's a whistleblower. CIA whistleblower.
Edward Snowden?
No, the other guy. Julian Assange. Julian Assange does that, so he makes people think he's verified, but it's just an emoji. Yeah, the other whistleblower. So yeah, we are going to be like totally redoing our social media. We're going to be making changes in these next like end months so that we can like start fresh next year. Game of the year will be first couple weeks of December.
Whoa, December.
Yeah.
I have a month less time than I thought I did.
Yeah, we're doing it in December because I want December's giveaway to be our collective game of the year.
Okay.
But
like, what if a really good game comes out in December?
I would like you to show me.
I'm saying it could happen.
Yeah, it could, but I've looked at the release calendar.
Yeah, I remember this happened when I was like, oh, nothing usually comes out in January, and you pulled up December and it was like three games.
Yeah, nothing comes out in December. Like this year, nothing.
I hope so. Surprise releases.
No, like pull up December calendar.
Look at it right now.
I am telling you to look it up right now
and tell me that we should not do our game of the year.
Okay.
December's giveaway.
There's actually nothing. It's like two things.
I looked at this exact Wikipedia page.
We're fine. Mm-hmm. we're fine, but you never know. Surprises may happen.
Yeah, Okami HD might be game of the fucking year.
I'm saying, what if, like...
What if what?
What if...
He's reaching.
What if Mosaic comes out?
Oh, good night.
Or what if, what if Loot Rascals
comes out? Let it. Do you see any of those games on that list that you would want to talk about on Game of the Year?
No, but I don't know them. So that might be fair, too. We'll see. Okay. We're doing it in December. But I'm just saying, surprises can happen.
So yeah, we are definitely doing it in December. The first 2 or 3 weeks. And then the last week of December will be our Game of the Year giveaway.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Super Mario Odyssey is this month's giveaway. It does open on the 27th and end on November 3rd or something like that. November? Okay. Huh?
Never mind.
Should we start it earlier?
Yeah, maybe.
Should we?
Maybe. Like to get people to sign up?
Yeah. It'll start a week early. The 20th. Is that really a week before?
Yeah. That's like...
Yeah, it comes out the 27th.
That's like soon.
Yeah, give me a...
11 days.
Give me a calendar. Yeah. Okay, yeah. That giveaway will open the 20th and will run for 2 weeks. Cool. And then our Dot Hack giveaway will also run for 2 weeks after that.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. That means I need to schedule up some social media posts.
Hell yeah.
I'm so mad. Hootsuite decided that not all of its free users use their unlimited scheduling feature. So they decided to just cancel it, and now you can only schedule 30 posts at a time. And I'm very upset about it. Like, super upset. Anyway, because I used to schedule, like, regularly 150. Mm-hmm. It was absurd. You think I'm kidding? Like, I would literally schedule 150 tweets in advance for our giveaways.
It's because they're already laid out.
Yeah. That's like 2 months in advance, 3 tweets a day. I did that. Anyway, November's Dot Hack and December's are... you'll have to tune into Game of the Year to find out.
Ha-ha. Gotcha.
I've played like 3 games.
Same, honestly. I've played more than I think, but I've played a lot.
I've actually played three games.
You've actually played a lot.
I've enjoyed like 2.
Yeah, but you've played a lot. Like, you talk about a lot.
Okay, that's comforting.
Yeah. I want to at least finish Breath of the Wild.
That's funny, because I've been unemployed for most of this year.
That extra time.
How did I play these games? Yeah, follow us on Instagram. We're going to do, like, Instagram story takeovers, where one of us will take over the Instagram story for a day. And whoever's not, like, of us, us 10 of us that signs up for that, will be doing that.
No longer 11.
It was always like 10 or 11. I never like set on a number.
Yeah.
I was there's like 10 of us.
Yeah. Now it's 10.
Don't do that. No, I'm not doing that. Yep. You can find us on all sorts of social media. We have a link tree that was actually just linked by our bot in chat. It's a linktr.ee/the_lifecast. And that'll be everywhere on our social media profiles also. I want to start up Lifecast tabletop campaigns with, like, viewers, but I don't know how that would work.
Okay.
Still fleshing that out. That's a concept. And then Colin is doing 31 Nights of Castlevania, an article series that he's doing all of October. And that's on our website, thelifecast.net. That's all I have to say. Please follow us on social media. Join our Discord. Ask us questions, because we're taking those right now.
Ha ha.
It's okay. What do we got? Dave sent me questions. And Sydney sent questions. I don't know if we had any on Twitter, but
I'll check. I sent question.
Sent question. Yeah. Hi, really Adam. Question. My aesthetic now. They replied. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Let's see. What do we have for questions here? All right, Dave asks, what's your favorite kind of challenge in a video game? As in, do you prefer a game that will test your reflexes, your creativity, your problem-solving skills, or something else?
Sorry, could you repeat that? I was busy looking at the tweet you told me to look at.
What's your favorite kind of challenge in a video game? As in, do you prefer a game that will test your reflexes, your creativity, your problem-solving skills, or something else? I like a game that will challenge my problem-solving skills and, like, give me the tools to do so.
I definitely like some good old reflex challenges just because I like rhythm games a lot. Problem-solving is good, too. I never like the difficulty where they just have higher numbers than you. That's terrible. But, yeah, I definitely say reflex. Is like my favorite kind of difficulty in games. Oddly enough, I don't like bullet hells. That's literally that.
Well, bullet hell is more so like precision movement than reflexes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
that's why I don't like them. I don't like games that are just hard for the sake of being hard. So I'm not fucking good at video games.
Well, like it with bullet hells, it's weird because like if you have a good bullet hell, that tends to not happen. Because, like, I'm going to use Toho here for an example.
That's fine.
But, like, in, let's see, Toho 8, which is generally regarded as the best one.
Yep.
It's very much so a game of, like, just finding your space. Because you don't have to look at everything on screen in a bullet hell. You just have to look at, like, your general vicinity and work with just that.
Yeah.
And when you kind of, like, internalize that and realize you have tools like slow down and that kind of stuff, it becomes a lot easier.
I should keep that in mind. Maybe that's where I'm fucking up.
Yeah.
Because I want to finish a couple of bullet hells that I have on my list from like a few years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Generally speaking, you have a bomb that you can just use, and learning when to use your bomb will pretty much bring you through the whole game.
Fury doesn't have that.
Oh.
It has a dash, though.
No, it does, though. Fucking Geometry Wars. The best bullet hell ever made.
All right.
I love Geometry Wars.
Geometry Wars is really good.
So fucking good.
It's really good.
1 and 2. They're fucking incredible.
I would say precision. Because I play a lot of platformers. And like there's nothing really that satisfies me more than like landing a really, really well-designed like just set of obstacles in a platformer.
Yeah. I just don't find that satisfying. I guess that's why I don't like platformers.
For me, it's like a mix of precision and like whatever one of the options you said before was, and you answered it, and I've completely
one. Problem solving.
Yes, problem solving. Yeah. Thank you. I was gonna say use of items.
You love Smash Brothers for Wii U with items turned on. Precision and items.
No, I just like some of my favorite games are platformers. And I just also really like games that kind of test your creativity with problem-solving skills.
Mm.
Like, one of my favorite, like, not even favorite games, but just one of the coolest things that I found in games was playing through King's Quest and just that first quest where it's like, fix a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use bread or a bowl or an actual wheel. And it just goes with it, no matter what round item you pick.
Mm.
So just, like, dumb shit like that.
Yeah, dumb shit like that is great.
All right. Excuse me.
I think fighting games is another thing for like precision and stuff.
Yeah.
Because like when
that's reaction.
It depends. Because like
it depends on like
it depends what you're playing.
What you're
doing. Yeah. Yeah. Because like if we're talking
not what
like
you're playing, but what you're
yeah. Because like if you're talking more so like building combos, that's absolutely precision.
Yeah.
But like there's a lot of stuff you can do to like optimize your shit with a bunch of special timing, like in Street Fighter 4. Ryu has this thing where it's like I forget exactly what
it
was.
Can I have
the
cough drops?
Honey or
which one?
Honey.
Ah, that was loud.
I want to see her react to it.
You can't eat these.
Oh no, she's awake.
She's very awake.
But yeah, there are things in like Street Fighter 4, like the
no.
called the FADC for Focus Attack Dash yes. Cancel, where it'll basically let you add in like two or three extra moves to your combo mm-hmm. at the expense of meter and hard timing, and like I like doing shit like that, so.
Okay, we're gonna move on to our question from Sydney here.
It was a great one.
What was your first impression of everyone on the current podcast? Just like a sentence or two, or a gentle judgment confession.
This is really fucking tough.
Yeah, we were discussing this earlier.
I don't remember the first time I met most of you.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the time period. I can, like, try to think of the first recollection I have of you. But, like, I can't pinpoint exactly when it was.
That was 4 years ago.
That was 4 years ago. I remember, oddly enough, I remember meeting you for the first time.
Was it at the doctor's?
No, it was, you were sitting in the room one day. Or, yeah, you were sitting in the room one day.
There you go.
And you were playing Hearthstone.
Okay.
And this was
when Hearthstone was still in beta.
This was closed beta Hearthstone. This was not open beta Hearthstone. This was closed beta Hearthstone. And you were listening to the new Eminem album. You were listening to LP2. And I'm like, oh man, I have a lot in common with this kid. I should ask him. And it was like the same day LP2 came out. I'm like, I should ask him anything about LP2. And I just didn't.
I literally do not have a first impression for any of you guys.
It's hard. It's hard thinking of first impressions.
I was
honestly
talking with Adam, and my first impression of Dave was just tall.
That's not even an impression.
No. So I don't first impressions.
That's just an observation. Tall.
See, I have one like clear as day for Dave because I was really intimidated because I remember the first time I met most of you guys was one of the meetings. And, like, literally everybody was just playing Magic in the corner. And Dave was just, like, actually greeted people.
Yeah.
But he was tall, like my brother. So I was like, oh, you're, like, family. You're safe. And ironically enough, Dan, this is actually what spurred it. I don't know why. But in the truck, I was thinking, you know, I remember I thought Dan smoked.
Yo, everyone thinks I smoke. Like, literally everyone.
Everyone thought I smoked weed in high school.
Yeah, I thought you were, like, the bad boy. Like, you definitely, like, owned a leather jacket when I first met you. It's the goatee.
Yeah. Ironically enough, I have a great first impression of Dave, too. Because, like, there were a few people that
I'm really here for this.
there were a few people who talked to me on a daily basis. Like, Monica would talk to me, Andres would talk to me.
Yeah.
And Dave would talk to me.
Yeah.
Those were, like, the first people that would talk to me, like, regularly. And it was Josh, not... Alolol, but Josh who transferred after the first semester.
Yeah.
Those would be the people I talked to, like, every meeting. And I wore, like, a Breaking Bad thing. And I remember Dave, like, every week Dave would ask me about Breaking Bad. And
it was, like, the last season.
Yeah, and then I would, like, sit in the corner with Monica, Andres, and Josh. Not real Josh.
Fake Josh.
Fake Josh.
Fake Josh.
Yeah, Josh Dion was his name. And yeah. I have great memories, or, like, great first impressions of all of them, because they talk to me.
I don't think I had a first impression of you just because we were both shy freshmen and we just didn't interact.
Yeah.
I do have a first impression of you.
Yeah?
It was the first, like, time I remember, like, you existing.
Okay.
I don't even remember that. You sent a friend request to Colin.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Oh my
god. Say no more.
And in the middle, like at the end of the meeting, he just goes, "Who's Adam Asmani?" And Adam's like standing right next to him. He was like, "Hi."
It's okay, Colin.
I felt bad for you a little bit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Not like because you were being dumb.
Yeah.
Like just because like, oh, you didn't deserve that. That day was so sad. it was hard to approach Dan because he was giving goo goo eyes to Kennedy. It's Colin who said who the fuck is Adam.
Yeah. Also Michael Littman talked to me.
Yeah,
pretty immediately too.
I have a distinct first impression of Littman because his first impression has never changed.
Yeah.
I've only met him like four times. we went to the same college for a year and I approached him four times.
Yeah, it took a little while, but he would, like, a couple weeks after I started talking to Monica, Andres, and Dave, he would also talk to me frequently, too.
My first impression of Monica was just, you were a normal person.
Couldn't be more off the mark. Okay, I love you, Monica.
Literally, that changed the second she started asking me whether I not watch a dominatrix porn or not. And I'm happier for it.
I also have a really good first impression of Victor, because the first time I met, not the first time I met Victor, the first time I had, like, a conversation with Victor was, like, he went to Five Guys, and he came in, and literally the first thing his motherfucker did was offer me his fries and a bite of his burger, and I'm like, I like you. like, you know, everyone, you know, you offer people fries, that's normal if you're trying to make friends. Like,
yeah,
he wants some fries, but he started eating his burgers. Like, oh, do you want a bite? I'm like, okay, I see you.
Yeah, Monica, you looked normal and shy.
And to be fair, you are kind of shy until
Until
that wasn't our first. That was the first one I remember. Oh, hi, Victor. What the fuck are you doing? Wait, what?
Victor's here.
How the fuck are you here?
My first impression of Victor was that he was not a leader because his friend came in and bought computer parts for him with him.
Oh, yeah.
At Micro Center when I worked there.
That may not be the first one we have, but it's the first one I remember. I remember meeting you before. I remember at Filibuster I met you at one point, and that was, like, in passing. And that was, like, during the summer. Or was that during the end of my freshman year? I don't remember.
It was definitely during the summer.
Yeah. Because I remember it was...
It would have been end of your freshman year.
Yeah, it was in passing, because I remember I went over with Monica and Andres, and you were there with somebody. I think you were with
Nancy? It was April. Whoa. Victor's like in chat right now calling Adam out. He's so mad. Take of caps lock.
No fucker. Was it Nancy? Jesus Christ. Okay.
So
how
mad.
About you paint me the picture then?
No,
I was
fucker.
With my friend.
I was with my friend.
Oh, was it Carrie? You're great friends with him, right?
Wow.
You were with Monica, Rich, and
he's
Carrie.
Yelling
oh,
at
I was
us?
With Carrie. Okay.
How you
Andres
got that
wasn't
star.
There. Okay.
It's because he subbed to us, Monica.
Yeah, he's our subscriber. You'll find that out if you hit the tier 3 sub and all we're loafers.
Thank you to everyone who subscribed. We really do appreciate it.
I have one very vivid VGA memory, and I've mentioned it a few times. And it was the first time I ever went to the room. Uh-oh. Except, here's the thing. It wasn't, like, overwhelmingly excited. It was overwhelmingly, frighteningly quiet. Because Rich was playing Sonic Colors and no one was talking.
Yeah, that happened pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Like, I walked in, sat down on the couch, and nobody said anything for 5 minutes. I said, okay, I'm going to go to work, and then left.
Yeah, that's par for the course. Mm-hmm. What was my first impression of... Oh, I thought everyone was nerds because we were all willing to make a brawl mod. And by all, I mean me and Greg and Rich.
this is everybody looks like Sonic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it was the everyone is Sonic mod.
Okay.
Which I want to resurrect, but I have no idea how to pick up Brawl Hacking in the year of our Lord 2017.
Is Brawl 10 years old now?
It's Brawl 9. Came out in 2008, yeah.
It's 9.
Yeah. I love you, Brawl.
I'm trying to think of my first impressions of people. I don't think I had a first impression of you.
That's
you were just kind of there.
Yeah, that's my life in freshman year.
I remember one of my first memories with you, and that was the day we made the stuffed rams. And your name was Adam Rambert. That was pretty easy to remember.
I remember making stuffed rams. I don't remember with who. I just know I still have it.
It was the three of us. Victor, were you there?
Josh was there.
Josh was there. Rich was there.
My memories of Josh from freshman year are just IT, because he'd just come down to the meetings like 5 minutes late and then just leave.
My memories of Josh were...
Pat, why
I
weren't
thought
you
he
IT?
Because I was IT.
No one hired you.
But why was Josh actual IT?
Because he worked in the IT department.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My first impression of Josh was he was hipster as hell.
Yeah.
Still. He still is.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's getting like more aggressive.
Yeah. I think we've exhausted this question.
Yeah, we got some.
I think I was low-key scared of you.
I know for a fact I was low-key scared of you.
I'm so okay.
I was not scared of
you. You're taller than I am. It's pretty hard for you to be scared of me. I get that from a lot of people, actually.
I think you were also in that group of magic players, and yeah. I didn't know how to approach half the people over there.
I had such a bad attitude when I played magic.
I always wanted to approach the group playing magic, because I was still playing magic at that time, too, when I was a shy freshman, so I just didn't.
Oh, boy. I think Dave was intimidated of me.
Nope, it's okay.
Anyway... I guess it's a thread in my life. All right. Colin sent us a question. What's the most ridiculous Halloween candy you've ever seen or eaten? Candy corn, because it's fucking disgusting.
It's okay.
Why do people still like it?
It's okay.
I'll have like a piece of candy corn. I'll be like, oh, candy corn's good. And then I'll have a second one. I'm like, no, but it isn't.
That's exactly my experience with candy corn.
And I'll wait a year to do that exact same
thing. Yeah, candy corn's ridiculous. I hate it.
I'll have like two pieces and then be like, okay, I'm good.
The best thing that I have gotten in, like, while trick-or-treating, though, is fucking chocolate-covered pretzels. Yeah. There were, like, six in a bag, and I got them from my neighbor.
Oh, that's true. Chocolate-covered and that person pretzels didn't are do them again. Amazing.
I think there was also someone...
Like, I will say there is no better form of chocolate than chocolate-covered pretzels.
I remember one time I trick-or-treated, and I got the gummy Krabby Patties...
Oh my god.
And I never want to eat those again.
Yeah. Candy corn is almost as sweet as your sticker collection. They are dusty.
Our sticker collection?
What's our sticker collection?
Are you saying our emotes? Because if that's the case, then yeah, we only have like one emote and we haven't used it yet.
Are you talking about our Franker Face Z emotes? Because those are pretty good. There was also someone giving out like candied apples.
Yeah.
When I went trick-or-treating. But it... No, bro. But... Oh, on your laptop.
Oh! Did you like my laptop stickers?
What are your emotes? If you install the browser extension FrankerFace Z, they're also below our video. On Twitch. They're down there.
C9 represent indeed.
But there was one house that gave away, like, candy-covered apples, and my mom wouldn't let me... Oh, my...
What happened?
My computer was about to shut down.
Oh, why?
Windows update. My mom wouldn't let us eat them because it was in that time where, like, that scare was going around where people
put... razor blades?
Razor blades and apples, yeah.
That was also, razor like... blades and apples? Yeah. What?
Yeah, that was a thing.
They want to see the stickers.
That was a thing.
I think so. I think I
like.
Monica said, "Show us, Pat."
Where's the dab emote? Right here.
Is that good?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember. I know the scare that goes maybe. Around every year.
Yeah, that looks.
That's probably good
where, like,
enough.
People poison
probably
candy.
Good enough.
Yeah, good, and like people slip drugs into the candy. I'm like, no. Why would you just give away, like, $100 worth of drugs to, like, 7-year-olds?
Right?
Unless, like, they're in on it. And they're just mules.
Yeah. Your computer warns you of shutdowns, mine crashes, then updates. Yeah. Mine's the kind that way. Those Overwatch stickers. I don't see Shine sticker.
That's because I haven't put it on yet. I'm looking for a good place for it, Monica. Don't worry. I don't want it to be gone, you know?
Yeah, he does have a Victor and Yuri sticker.
I do, yeah.
I spend a lot of time, like, sitting across a table from Adam when I'm in VGA, so I, like, have memorized a lot of the stickers on your laptop.
I also have a Yuri sticker on my phone. He's under cacti, so you can't really see him.
We should have, like, one more question. Dad hentai.
There's hentai of it, but, like, Victor and Yuri from Yuri on Ice.
What's your favorite Halloween candy? This is from me right now. I came up with it.
I mean, I like Take Five bars. Does that count as Halloween candy? Because that's just my favorite candy, period.
Okay.
And like nothing will.
Take Five bars are pretty amazing.
They're perfect. They're
fucking amazing. I don't know. Probably just general chocolate covered pretzels. They're too good. Which is effectively what a Take Five bar is.
Yeah.
Just with a little more. So.
It just elevates it.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the fun size M&Ms just because I love M&Ms.
Oh, no.
But I will eat all of them in the bag, no matter how many there are.
Yeah.
If they're fun sized, I can't eat that many.
I don't know if I've ever gotten this in a Halloween candy, but M&M minis.
Oh, I love why, those.
They taste so much better than regular M&Ms.
They do, and you can just like stuff your mouth with them. I love the tubes. They always taste better in the tubes.
Yeah.
My favorite like Halloween candy though is definitely caramel covered apples with like non-Pirelli sprinkles. I don't like the like long sprinkles. Mm. I like the little beady ones. Mm. They're crunchy.
I also just really like Three Musketeers bars.
Your parents never let you go Halloween trick-or-treating?
Oh.
Mine wouldn't let me go in my neighborhood. There wasn't much to do there.
That makes really sense.
We went to my grandmother's house.
Yeah. That's exactly what we did. We went to my grandmother's house.
My parents wouldn't let me go trick-or-treating alone till I was 19. Oh. And I went with you guys.
I thought you were going to say 9. I'm like, okay. This reminded me of a story from trick-or-treating. It was like when I was like 12. I had like some really good friends in middle school, and I had some fucking terrible friends in middle school. I talked to one of them still, for reference, and this was not the person. There's a very vivid memory I have of...
dots are good.
We were trick-or-treating at my friend's neighborhood, and there was this person who was angry, and this has happened multiple times. She had a very passive-aggressive note on her door saying, "Do not take the entire bowl of candy. We're trusting you to take one piece." So my friend, the little shit he was, took the bowl and then left all the candy on the chair. And then he was there for trick-or-treating for the rest of the night.
That's so good.
It was a very passive-aggressive note, and it was very good. And it wasn't like a fancy bowl or anything. It was literally just like a fucking pumpkin, a plastic pumpkin.
Yeah.
So he dumped it out and took the bowl and left. That's good. And I'm like, nice.
Oh, man. I guess that's it.
Yeah, I got nothing else to do. Any more questions? Anyone in chat have any quick questions?
Yeah, anyone in chat, give us questions.
How long have we been going?
We've been going for an hour and five minutes. Yeah.
5 minutes? Mm-hmm. We could do a couple more questions.
Yeah,
maybe
we
like
do a
10 more minutes.
From chat.
Quick send questions.
This
10
sounds
minutes.
Sexual. Can I get on this?
What?
Asking us questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's my fetish.
I'm sorry, Fenway. Sexual. I need my arm back.
I got a question. If it's about loafers, we answered it already.
Yeah. Tier 3 sub. We don't have it yet. Tier 3 sub TBA. Right? We don't have. Oh, we do have a tier 3 sub.
Yeah. Oh, Jess has a good one. What are you dressing up as this Halloween?
Fuck you, Jessica. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm still trying to decide.
I've known since March.
Are you dressed up as Rick or Morty?
No.
Pick wisely.
Is it Goro Yajima?
Yeah. I am dressing up as everyone's idol Goro. Because I do have the costume already.
Worst case scenario, I'll just be Chun-Li again.
That didn't fit.
Exactly.
Would you dress up as Rick or Morty? Pick wisely.
No.
I dress up as Morty because literally everyone fucking dresses up as Rick.
Yeah.
If I had to pick.
I would also pick Morty because I could be inconspicuous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could I be sexy Snowball instead?
Yeah.
The dog.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yes.
What
is your most anticipated game this fall?
Mario Odyssey.
This fall?
Hands down.
What's Wolfenstein.
Coming out? What's coming out after Mario Odyssey?
Wolfenstein's coming out the same day.
No, it's 2 days after, right? I thought it was the 29th.
It's 27th.
27th?
I think it's the 27th.
Let's see what's coming out after.
I think there was something coming out in November I was looking forward to, but I don't remember.
Let's go back to this trusty Wikipedia list that I've used. I use hundreds of times, like, a day.
Right?
I mean, up until, like, last week, it was probably a hat in time. Or go. Last Friday, rather. But
I actually have a list of costumes of what I want to wear for each occasion. Huh. I don't know what I want to do about my costume because I don't have like the baggy pants. I just have like silver leggings, and I have the wrong type of fabric for. Yeah, I literally need parachute pants.
Oh shit!
And
the new Bubsy comes out on Halloween.
Can like they fuck off? Like, if Jontron never mentioned them, no one would care.
Yeah. No one cares anyway.
No one cares anyway. But
like,
people
who the fuck still cares about Jontron? One.
What?
Who the fuck still cares about Bubsy, too?
No, even less.
Who the fuck cares about both of them?
Probably most. Well, probably most of the people who care about one Neo or two Gaff. Of those things.
And like that's it.
Yeah, probably like the people who care about.
I can't afford a fursuit, Monica.
Nah, it's Mario Odyssey. Mario. There's like nothing coming out after it.
Okay.
Probably yeah, Mario Odyssey. Even though I don't own a Switch.
The announcement of Tokyo Ghoul and Sao 2. Sao Season 2? Or like the Tokyo Ghoul movie?
Help me out, Chad. Who should I dress up for this year?
You should be Kiryu. Do you have a white suit and an orange shirt?
No.
White loafers?
As Fenway.
I'm going to dress up as my dog?
Dress up as
Fenway. I'm going to have to go in like blackface or black fur.
But she's brown
on this podcast.
You have to go in brown fur. Okay. Monica, can you help me out? You should have gotten the tail because your alternative wasn't great.
What was your alternative?
Tokyo Ghoul Season 3 was
what?
The goggles.
Oh yeah.
Good night.
I'm gonna go see the new Blade Runner in a couple days.
Hear it's fantastic.
Oh god, I'm so excited. My sister saw it already. I thought this was a movie my sisters would have no interest in, right? My sister comes home yesterday to get a couple of things and she's like, I watched both Blade Runners yesterday. Or yesterday. And I was like, okay. Did you like them? She goes, the first one, I was watching it with like a few of my friends, and one of her friends, Jacob, turns to the rest of them after it's over. And he goes, did you guys get it?
Tingle?
I'd be Tingle for Halloween.
You want me to do this fucking Tingle?
And then after they saw it, 2049.
It sounds like a comfy outfit.
Maybe, I'll get back to you.
After they saw 2049, another different friend, Nick. Michael, sorry. She does have a friend named Nick. Michael turns to them and says, did you guys get it? And Rebecca, in both instances, was like, what was there to get? I was like, were you paying attention? There was a lot to not get. There was a lot you could have missed. And she goes, well, I was on my phone when we were watching the first one. Nice. And she goes, because I didn't get whether the guy at the end was a receptionist or a human.
I haven't seen Blade Runner.
And then, yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about.
It's really good.
No, this is. And then she clarifies that, and I go, "What? What?" And she goes, "Oh, I can't remember what they're called, so I just call them receptionists. They're called replicants." Oh my god, boy. I love my sisters so much.
So,
like, I don't even mean that ironically. They mean so much to me. What's up?
I'm looking up Tingle.
I'd be Tingle for Halloween. Absolutely.
It's like.
But I want to do a couple modifications.
Anything
on my,
else?
On my Goro costume. Like, I need roller skates. I need roller skates or high top Heelys.
Man, if you
roller
gone.
Roller skates sounds kind
of
safe.
I actually got rid of my Heelys like 2 years ago. I was afraid to use them. I feel unsafe on wheels.
And I'm tempted to make a like a jumpsuit with the star fabric that he has, the like real one. But I think, yeah, I agree with that. Body type doesn't matter.
Yeah, but like that doesn't mean I want
to
dress up as
Tingle.
Yeah, but
that doesn't mean everyone's comfortable doing
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have some modifications I want to make. I don't know if I'm gonna make them because I don't have time. And I don't know how to sew, and we don't have a sewing machine. So then, you know. But yeah, I guess that's it. I will definitely post pictures of the LifeCast in Halloween outfits. That seems like a fun.
Yeah, it does.
Because we want to show more of our personality.
Yeah.
To you guys, I don't think we've been doing a good job of that.
Be proud of your strong arms. I got the aerobics. Thing down and everything. They do that.
They do
ha. With the back.
Okay.
I just cracked my back.
Do the peanuts.
The peanuts.
Nah.
That sounds like too easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe as a group one if we plan it in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we do a group cosplay? Should we do a group Overwatch cosplay? Could I dress up as
I would love to do
probably Roadhog.
I would love to do a group Overwatch cosplay, but also it would require cosplaying Overwatch and like associating ourselves with that bad game.
I don't want to have to build Mercy wings.
It's like
that sounds
like,
hard.
I would do an entire Somber cosplay.
Maybe let's do McCree.
Who's the easiest person to cosplay?
Probably
Widowmaker's bathing suit.
I mean, Widowmaker bathing suit is probably the.
I don't have enough body confidence to do that.
Me neither. Is Hanzo taken?
No, Hanzo is fucking dead because I killed him for McCree.
If no matter what gender you are, you have to have the one titty out as Hanzo.
Yeah. I might do McCree. Sounds like a good time. It'd be bad. And hard to do, but I might do McCree.
I keep having this like pipe dream of playing Bayonetta or cosplaying Bayonetta. Not like playing the game. I've done it. I have this pipe dream of playing the first Bayonetta, guys. That's I haven't ever done. I'll pop two out just for you. Whoa! Things are getting steamy.
Oh,
in
hell
Twitch
yeah!
Chat.
What is Tingle? He's the weird fucking elf thing from Zelda.
They're all weird
elf thing.
He's the annoying weird elf thing.
He has a little green bodysuit and
he flies
red,
in
like,
on a balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He draws maps a lot.
I don't have the back problems for Bayonetta also, yeah. I don't have the proportions.
You mean you're not 7 feet tall?
Nah.
Dave could be Bayonetta.
Oh my God. Can we please get Dave to be Bayonetta?
Like yes. Oh yeah, literally any pair of heels and Dave would be 7 feet.
But could we get Dave to wear heels?
No. Absolutely not.
Can we get him to wear Heelys?
No, he has really bad balance. Probably die. Nice. Can he can arch his back too. I don't think he
not,
can
not
arch
in
it in
way
the way
Bayonet
that you want. It's one way and it's forward.
Like, who's relevant? What's a relevant meme right now? Because, like, I did Gat Fieri 2 years ago. I did Bob Ross last year.
What's a relevant meme?
Like, which it's really hard
Rick.
To...
It's really, really hard to think of relevant memes now because they all, like, die in 2 days.
No, not, like, not like meme. Like, you know, like, Bob Ross and Gat Fieri. They're not memes.
Like a relevant
they're constant.
Persona.
Yeah. And, like, a weird fucking persona.
I feel like they're all bad right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we got really excited about something over here.
She's wanted to go for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
like,
I can tell.
Like when she got up and did the shake, that means she wants to leave.
I figured.
Yeah.
We're keeping her on for like the next couple of weeks. I don't know.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's what Sydney just said. Now we'll repeat fuck off to you too.
I guess there are no, like, relevant personalities this year.
I feel a constant right
now. Oh, Alton Brown!
Is he really...
I was actually just thinking that.
But, like...
He's, like, the only one that comes to mind.
But, like, I really like that dude. I also really like Gat Fieri and Bob Ross. But, like, you know, he's not, like, a joke. He's just,
yeah,
like...
he's real. He's legit.
Yeah, he's legit.
Real?
He's not an enigma.
Yeah, he's not an enigma.
He does things.
Yeah. I want to make a cool Bakugo with grenade arms.
Oh,
is there anyone from My Hero Academia I should dress up as? Who's easy from that? I could do a razor head.
Yeah,
that sounds easy.
I would like to be small.
My legs are getting really warm.
Small Might.
You produce
I want Dave to cosplay Small Might.
Ooh, I might
for Halloween.
Wait, Small Might.
Yeah, All Might, but not buff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get it.
Do Mount Lady Monica? Why do you want me in spandex so badly?
Spandex and low
face. Garbage boy stink man.
I did think of that today. I definitely thought of cosplaying as Garbage Boy Stink Man.
Tan person with white shirt, you should dress up as DJ Khaled.
You know,
that's Adam.
You know, I was really happy when you pointed out my Cloud9 sticker and you're like, oh, I really like your stickers on your laptop. I thought we had
this
thing
going.
It's
part of your friend fiction?
What friend fiction? Garbage. Wait, what are you doing?
Hey,
with
Monica,
me?
You know that thing we talked about, and that thing being writing erotic friend fiction? I told you not to do that like 2 years ago.
Is this why you want me in spandex?
Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, no, they take that question mark off. That's what it is. Pacina from Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, that's where I get the term, but that's exactly what Monica's writing for us, I guess.
Yeah, it's exactly.
I didn't write it. You just think about it?
She didn't write it. She's going to.
She just like, took a small bite out of the carpet. She just opened her mouth and was like...
Oh. Oh, hey, hello, on. Loving PK.
But I think about it every day.
Whoa. Be Bob from Bob's Burgers. I could do that. That's like easy.
Yeah. Weren't you Louise for
Lip Sync Night? I was Louise for Lip Sync Night. Then you can play it off as Bob. Okay. I'm getting some ideas. I might do. You see? Oh, okay.
Monica, give me an excerpt of the fiction. Can you please be Boruto's? It needs to be Naruto, but he's like 40.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I don't know. I have some ideas. I could do Bob. I could do. I'm leaning towards Eraserhead though.
She stepped on the hardwood.
She did.
Yeah. Only best friends allowed to listen.
Wow. Oh my. Yeah, I might do Eraserhead.
Okay.
That seems easy. Besides his eye thing, it seems hard.
It seems like cardboard, the only part, yeah.
Yeah, it's like the only part I need. Everything else is clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
I guess that's going to do it for us on the Lifecast.
Yeah.
We needed to fill out some time by rambling about Halloween costumes, and that's what we did.
And erotic
friend fiction.
Yeah.
No, Eraserhead.
Oh, yeah, Eraserhead.
I don't want people to blackmail each other. What are we going to say? Ow. Like, this is how Monica thinks of me and her friend fiction. Do you want to know what she wrote about you? Better do this essay for me.
Okay. Use white tickets.
Anyway, we are going to go. Thank you for watching the Lifecast, and thank you for listening if you downloaded it. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, or your podcatcher of choice. Mm-hmm. We have an RSS feed on our website, thelifecast.net. All of our social media is linked on our Twitter, our Instagram, below our Twitch video, and below in the podcast description. This will be archived to YouTube in a couple of days. And that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all I got. All
right.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.